The Warriors wrap up their three-game road trip in L.A. on Saturday as they face the Clippers in the second of the four meetings between the two division foes. And the Warriors arrive in L.A. after a pair of games in Texas, as after Wednesday's win at Dallas, Thursday in Houston without KD, the Warriors banding together and getting a team-high 29 points from Stephen Curry to go with 9 rebounds. And Draymond Green bringing the energy, leading to an historic triple-double night, 17 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists as he passes Tom Gola for the most triple-doubles in franchise history. And Klay Thompson with an impressive display from beyond the arc, 6 three-pointers en route to 28 points as the Warriors beat the Rockets 124-114 the final. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
Really good execution down the stretch. Great defense. You know, I went in the locker room and praised everybody. You know, I could have gone around the room individually and just told every single guy. Great game, but I singled out Looney because I thought it's just an amazing example of what being a professional is about in this league. And I don't think he's played in about a month. But this is a good matchup for him. He's really good switching onto guards and protecting the rim. And I thought he came in and made a huge difference on a night when we really needed it. And it's hard to explain how important that is for a team to have somebody like Loon who can be professional. He was inactive the other night. I don't know how many minutes he's played over the last month, but he does his work every single day, knows the game plan, one of the smartest players on our team, and comes in a big setting and just performs beautifully. So I could say a lot of great things about everybody, but to me this was about Loon tonight.
How much of that was just, you know, you guys had Jordan Bell and McCall were kind of jumping at pump fakes. Seemed like Loon
yeah.
was just kind of just staying down because he doesn't really jump.
Yeah. I thought our young guys were a little jumpy early. We made some coverage mistakes, and Looney's been in the league now for a few years, so he understands this team that we're playing against. He understands game planning, and so it just seemed like a better fit for him tonight, and that's why I went with him, and he really produced.
They took 53s, made 17. I mean, even though they made 17, would you like what you did behind the line defensively?
Yeah, I thought for the most part. The other thing I was pleased with was we didn't foul much after the first quarter. I think they shot 11 free throws in the first quarter and maybe 11 the rest of the game. And that's always key against this team. Obviously, without James Harden, it's a different deal. He's the guy who draws most of those fouls. But they're going to make threes. They're going to take a ton of them. They're going to make some. But if you can avoid fouling, then I think you got a chance.
Steve, obviously both teams have a lot of talent, but when they're going on runs, what do you think was the key for your guys to still stay in it and respond back?
Just executing. We only had 13 turnovers for the game, 35 assists. That's a great ratio. That Klay made some enormous shots. It's a different game, you know, when you play these guys. It's so wide open. It's an offensive game, and so stops are hard to come by. But the biggest thing is when they go on a run, you know, we have to respond. We can't, get our heads down. We've got to execute, make some shots, and get right back. And there was some wild swings in that game. And I thought both teams really competed and responded every time the other team made a run.
Was that the most emotion you saw out of Klay after that three that put you guys up 10?
Yeah. Klay seemed to be talking to somebody in the corner over there. I don't know who was over there, but he was having some fun tonight.
What do you think of how the Rockets defended you guys and what you were able to exploit tonight out of their defense in particular, if anything?
Well, they're a switch-heavy team, as we are, and they present pretty unique challenge, especially with their newer personnel. And I know they didn't have Bamute tonight, but got a lot of strength, a lot of really strong guys who can switch and then go guard the post and still get out to the perimeter. So they're a good defensive team, but I thought tonight was a night for both offenses, and we were able to make enough stops to outlast them.
What do you think of Andre's night in that spot start?
I thought Andre was great. The reason we started him was because we wanted to get off to a good start. We wanted to make sure Anderson didn't get going early, and so Andre did a great job on Anderson, and also, as always, did a good job of controlling our offense, handling the ball, making good decisions. Gerald Green just kept them in the game almost single-handedly. He's one of those guys who it seems like you should just leave him open, because it's all the challenge one that he makes. He makes all these crazy, difficult shots. You know, you're flying at him, and then there's some that are open that he misses, and he's one of those guys who it's hard to get a gauge on his game. But we've seen him before. I mean, he's hurt us many times in the past with different teams, so it didn't really shock me.
You had a lot of success in the paint tonight, not so much in the fast break. Why did the game sort of go that way? Did you anticipate it happening like that?
Excuse me. Well, with all the switching, they're going to have guards on our bigs, and David West did a good job of exploiting that, and Draymond as well. And so, you know, if they're going to do all the switching, we have to do a good job of getting the ball inside and get penetration either through the pass or the dribble and play inside out, and I thought we did a good job of that.
Were you aware of the Draymond Green triple-double at the end of the game?
I was not, but Raymond just told me. He just passed Tom Gola for first on the all-time Warriors list for triple-doubles. That's a Raymond nugget right there, and it's a hell of an accomplishment. Tom Gola's a Hall of Famer, so it was an amazing night from Draymond. He did everything for us.
He's had a succession of those games, too. Like, not close to triple doubles, he's always performed well for you guys. What are you getting from him right now at this point in the season?
Everything. This is who he is. You know, he's a guy who fills up the stat sheet and controls the game defensively and just does everything.
And after Saturday's game at Staples Center against the Clippers, the Warriors return to the Bay Area and will take on the Denver Nuggets on Monday night at Oracle Arena. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.